Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Today, we catch up with Reese Witherspoon on her new movie with Ashton Kutcher. Plus, the hottest fashion, history-making moments and memorable performances from last night's Grammy Awards. And where to find your Valentine's Day gift for that special someone.
It's Today with Hoda
and Jenna. It all starts right now. Hey, 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 everybody, it's Monday. It is the sixth day of February. Any bleary-eyed people out there tonight?
Yes, because it is the Monday after the Grammys.
Yeah, oh my God.
Were you watching last night?
I saw parts of it. I did a recap in the morning. Trying to find those things online is not always easy just because of, you know,
Googling
and stuff. But anyway, congratulations to Beyonce, who now is, she set the record for the most Grammy wins of all time.
I mean, it was so well-deserved. I loved her speech. It kind of reminded me of something you would say. She said, I'm just going to receive it.
Just receive it.
She's just going to stand and receive it. You know, that's years of incredible hard work. But I will say, Henry and I were watching, and they called Beyonce for the first statue, and it was like, she won there. Because
everyone
she was stuck. Even Beyonce gets stuck in traffic.
I know. Everyone was looking around. Where is she? Where is she? And then they presented it to some of her collaborators.
Yeah.
Nile Rodgers,
yes,
who's a great musician.
Icon.
Yeah. So he spoke, but it was one of those.
Can you imagine? Has that ever happened to you? No. Mm-mm. Where you're like late for something?
I'm like weirdly early for everything.
I know that.
I'm the annoying guest who's like, it doesn't start for 10 more minutes. Don't come to my house now.
I know.
I am
because
that person.
She's the type of person that when you're going to be carpooling with her, we're supposed to leave the hotel at, let's say, 7. At 6:40, she's like, where are you? And I'm like, wait, what? I thought we were supposed to leave at 7. You're 20 minutes early. But still, have you never been in traffic or anything?
I'm sure I have. I mean, I think I've almost missed it.
Can you imagine the text she was getting? When are you getting here?
Freaking out.
What's
right now? Right now.
You're winning.
It's coming. Viola Davis is announcing you. Viola, by the way, who got an EGOT.
She's an EGOT winner.
Yes, she got her Grammy. She got it last night for the audio version of her incredible book. This is like, instant standing
ovation. I know. Didn't you love that moment when she walked out and everybody clapped? It was incredible.
And Lizzo.
You
Lizzo won for record of the year. About damn time.
You called it.
Look at her outfit.
And her performance last night.
And her performance.
Was incredible.
Okay. And then one of the shockers of the night was for Song of the Year. So I think it was Lizzo and Harry Styles and Taylor
Beyonce.
And Adele. I don't know. Everybody was nominated.
Yeah.
And also Bonnie Raitt, who's a legend. And so when they announced the winner for Song of the Year, it was just like that. Bonnie Raitt.
It's a beautiful.
Oh my God. Please listen to this song.
Moving song. Henry kept sending it out to all of our different chains.
Yes, yes.
Like first the family chain.
Yes.
Then this
friend
chain.
Then that chain.
And he was like, she's going to win it tonight.
Let me tell you something. I clicked on it this morning.
Yes.
And I listened to the words, and it's about a woman who loses her son when he's younger, and she has never, obviously, she's never gotten over that pain. And 25 years later, a man walks in the door and says, I've been looking for you.
Yeah.
And she says, why? And he basically says, the heart that you gave your son is now the heart that I have.
Yes.
So you've saved two of us.
Yes.
And it was like her immersion from the ashes.
She wrote it about her own son.
She did.
Yeah.
Okay.
She wrote it about her own son. I'm nearly positive you can Google it, but it is a beautifully
beautiful
song.
Beautiful.
The other person who won multiple times was Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
He won Album of the Year for Harry's House. and he performed as it was, which I think he almost slipped. Did anybody see this where he almost tripped? You know that I never stay up past 9:03.
Yes.
And last night it was 10:15. I said, I was like, we have to go to bed. We have to go to bed.
But you couldn't.
But we couldn't stop.
And that whole 50 years of hip hop, that was crazy.
Incredible.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. There's LL. And it was just, I mean, everyone looked like they were kids again.
It was amazing.
Jay-Z, everybody in the audience was like they were back in the day. Everyone went back in the day. Also, can you guys let us, we're going to let you know that we are so excited about the young girl who won Best New Artist.
Yeah.
They announced Samara Joy, and we remember her well.
She came to our studio twice in the last year to perform for us.
Yeah, she sang outside during the Olympics.
And we remember when we first met her, we just couldn't even...
We were mesmerized.
Take our eyes off of her.
She couldn't blink.
And then she tried to teach us how to sing jazz.
Wasn't she so sweet?
She was amazing. And that outfit looks so good on you both times. It's just like, we can't... It is impossible to show a video of you, and then, like, it's like you have some sort of psychic abilities that you know that's going to happen.
That's so funny.
It happens every time.
Well, that's telling.
Yeah, no, but you don't wear that this much, I don't think. It looks good on you. It's bright. Okay, you guys, you know what else is bright and would make, and it's going to make you have a great week? Mm-hmm. It's a new episode of Hoda's podcast. It's called Making Space.
I got to sit down with Maria Shriver. I know Maria very well, but she opened up about how she learned to embrace being herself. Very interesting. Take a listen.
I think I started feeling like I had the freedom or the permission when my marriage ended. And I first, you know, felt like, oh, I better go and figure out, like, what is the truth? And I went to a convent. The mother there said to me at the very end, she said, and I actually have written about this, but I haven't shared it, but she said, I think you came here looking for permission.
Wow.
And that kind of chills.
Yes. That whole conversation filled?
It was filled with all these pearls, but it also shows you, like, when you're really down, like, she went to this convent and just sought peace.
Yeah.
And she learned so much from those nuns. It was beautiful. By the way, the entire podcast is chock full of life lessons.
Did you see yourself on the Sunday paper? Yeah, her Sunday paper this week, there was like a cartoon of y'all sitting at a dinner table.
Cartoon?
I'll show it to you.
Okay, show it. By the way, her daughter, Maria's daughter, Catherine's going to be here tomorrow.
We're looking forward to that.
The whole, and maybe Maria will swing by and hang with us.
Let's hope.
All right, coming up next, Reese Witherspoon is in the house.
Yeah, she is. She's got a new rom-com with Ashton Kutcher just in time for Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about it after this.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Okay, our first guest needs no introduction. You know her, you love her, you want to be best friends with her. It's Reese Witherspoon.
And Reese is making all of our rom-com dreams come true in her new movie. It's called Your Place or Mine. She's alongside Ashton Kutcher. Here they are reminiscing about one of their first dates before deciding to be just friends. Take a look.
I put this in the end table the night you stayed over because, I don't know, I thought it would be a keepsake if
at our wedding or something. That's how dumb I was in my 20s.
You weren't dumb.
A little bit dumb. Anyway, the best part of the whole night was when I took all your money.
That was the best part?
I mean, it overshadowed the sex part because you fled the next day.
Wait, hold on. I did call you later.
Oh, Reese.
We're taking flirting lessons from you in that moment.
Well, I know you're acting.
It was all scripted.
We know you're acting. Yeah. But you guys did actually practice via FaceTime, right?
We had to learn to be friends because we didn't really know each other. So we were supposed to be friends for 20 years. Yeah. So about a month ahead of time, we started talking every day and sending little FaceTime videos. I was like, these are my dogs. These are my kids. And my kids would like tease him about his football team, which he's a Bears fan. And my sons are Eagles and Steeler fans.
Eagles. Are they freaking out?
Oh my gosh, my son is so excited. He's like, flipping out. And also, how cute is it that the Kelsey brothers are?
I know.
I mean, not as a mom.
We want that is cute.
But as a mom, but
we want
like,
and we want the mom to flip the coin
I do
at
too.
The game.
Is that happening?
That,
there's
like, a rumor.
There's a rumor that we're
I know.
Trying to
Let's make it happen, guys, right
Reese,
here.
We can do that.
Okay.
So wait. So you were friends with Mila.
I'm better friends with Mila because I'd known her for a very long time.
So how weird was it then to have all these love scenes with Ashton, or was it totally just acting and you guys get it?
You know what? He's so professional. He's the funniest guy. I mean, such a goofball. Yeah. We had so much fun. And every time like he'd wear a funny outfit, I'd text me and I'd be like, what is he wearing?
What's he doing?
She even emailed us last night. She goes, you guys look so awkward on the red carpet together. Why are you just not? Anyway, she likes to like, it's just fun because when you know a girlfriend so much, you just like, it was just fun to get to know her significant other because I've loved her for so long.
Yeah. Do you have really good girlfriends? I picture you having a tribe.
I have the best friends in the whole world. Yeah, the kind that, you know, you call and they're like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. You know,
without asking,
what do you need?
Why?
Do you need wine, tequila, tea, you know, massage? What are we doing?
Are these like longtime friends or do you meet friends? Because Jen and I have talked about this, like meeting friends later in life is fun too.
Yeah.
But it's a different kind of a friendship.
Yeah, we were just talking about, you know, it's hard to make new friends when you're older, you move to a new city. Yeah. And I've had friends forever. But sometimes I find it harder as I get older to make new friends.
Yeah, I know. It's like when it does happen, because we've also talked about this, if you've been married for a long time, you can't, you know, have a new romance. But if you do have a new friend, you're like,
oh, I have a new friend.
You know what I mean?
You can
remember
have
we discussed this. That
forgot.
You can have love and a friendship.
Yes, chemistry comes in many ways.
I love watching you guys talk about dating and concepts like of dating, too. It makes
it's
me
ridiculous.
So happy.
She likes to pretend that I gaslight her. That's her new thing.
Gaslight.
Do you know she does?
No,
does
I do not.
She's going to do it in 5 seconds. You'll witness it. It's really
by
sad.
By me saying I do not do it, that's what she's saying is gaslighting. Okay, wait. We have to talk about the fact that rom-coms have kind of gone away.
We've missed them,
and we needed you to not only act in this, but to produce it and bring it back. Like, where are they?
You know, I think there was like a time where, you know, it was that time where people stopped going to the movie theaters, where, you know, it wasn't, this big superhero movies got funding, but the movies that are like smaller like this didn't get funding anymore. So we went through like a little bit of a dip, but now streaming is back. And this is actually my first Netflix movie.
I know. How is that possible?
Oh my gosh.
Just so excited because I really set a goal because I wanted to be on Netflix. I think the impact that it has across the world and just having that many people see it in one weekend is so important. And this movie is like really a love letter to single moms.
Yes.
It's about second chances and hope and optimism.
You know what I like? You just said that in the sentence. You said, I had a goal. I wanted to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
But I do like that you set goals. Like you say to yourself, I want this thing. You don't just wait to see what comes your way. You work it.
Yeah. And I try and tell people around me, like I have an intention. Because I try to watch what audiences are doing. And I know moms who have two kids or they have older parents that they're taking care of. And that's my audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go to where they are. I don't want to have to expect them to come to me, you know?
That's super smart.
Go ahead.
Well, one of the things we were just talking about.
You go.
You
go.
You moved. You took your family back home.
Yeah.
What's that like? Has that been good?
Oh my gosh, it's so nice to be around my mom and my brother and my nieces and get to see them so much now. And it's kind of just, I don't know, it's nostalgic. Mm-hmm. But I also travel a ton.
You don't feel that.
I mean, I move around a lot.
Mm-hmm. So when someone asks you where's home, what do you say?
Definitely like Well, definitely Tennessee is where I'm from. I'm hometown girl, you know? But I love LA. I raised my two older kids there. I think it's amazing. And I'm kind of, you know, wherever I'm working is.
Yeah.
I bring my family there. Mm-hmm. I bring my friends there. Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about Sweet Home Alabama?
Yeah.
I love it so much.
What should we talk about?
I'm like an addict.
Well, she is. And she has an obsession with Josh Lucas.
You do too. You're not alone. I'm not alone. Is that ever going to come back, Sweet Home Alabama?
I don't know. Like, how would you like it to come
just
back?
Just any way you want it, girl.
Okay, then I'm going to make
it. It doesn't matter just as long as you're in it and Josh is it. We don't care about anybody else.
Well, Patrick Dempsey's fine.
Guys.
But we're into Josh and you.
I love Patrick. I love Josh.
Like, okay, Patrick is a person.
Okay,
let's set a goal.
An intention.
Let's manifest it.
Okay, ow. How are we going to do it?
Right now.
Right now? We're just thinking about
it? We could like come up with a concept and pitch it.
Okay.
Okay.
We're in.
How did we get into this?
Because you just said, let's bring it back.
We manifested it. All right. Don't go away, Reese. We have a lot more with Reese Witherspoon coming up after this.
You know what I was going to say, y'all?
We're back with Reese Witherspoon, the star of the new Netflix rom-com, Your Place or Mine. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So what are we discussing?
Can I just say, I love watching y'all in the morning. It makes me so happy. And I love your Instagram, too, where
you
I get these like little tidbits of things that you talked about. Like you talked about winter coating.
Yeah.
Do you remember
winter
that?
Winter coating, which is that's a type of dating,
yes.
right?
Yes. And it was so funny.
I forgot what winter coating was, though.
I think it's just for the winter, just someone you're going to have around.
Yeah, you date them just for the winter. We actually are trying to set Hoda up. Do you have anybody?
Oh, my God.
Let me think
about it. Sorry, since we're going there.
Let me think about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever set up any marriages?
No.
I have one under my belt.
You do?
Yeah.
She does.
That's a
she
very
does.
Good deed.
I know. So let's
get on it. Okay, okay, so can we talk for a second about Jennifer Coolidge?
Yeah.
Are you so happy?
I am so happy for her.
I feel like she's waited her whole life for this moment
this
happening
moment
right now.
This moment is so crazy for her, and she deserves every bit of it because she is honestly the nicest and genuinely the most funny original person you've ever met.
Well, she recently said in this viral interview that she has this one character
dream.
In mind.
And yeah,
can we just show you since you're a producer extraordinaire?
Okay.
See.
What's the ultimate dream role for you now?
I've always wanted to play a dolphin.
A dolphin?
You mean like an
animated
like a
feature?
No,
like Flipper?
Yeah, something like that.
Wait, now you've made a lot of television shows, films.
I've never made one about a dolphin.
Could we create a role? Could you create a role for her?
Let's make it happen. Let's set a goal.
Wait, we can only manifest so many things, okay?
Now we're tired.
Now we're tired.
Okay, manifesting.
Can we talk about The Morning Show?
Yeah.
You just wrapped shooting season three.
And it's so
is it so
good.
Juicy?
It is. You know what? It is a lot more romance this year.
Oh.
A lot more love interests. Like, John Hamm is on
Wait, is
it.
John Hamm your love interest? Because you already have two love
you
interests.
How many can you have?
I have too many.
You have too many.
Does the love triangle continue?
Yes.
It does?
We love a love triangle.
We
yes.
do.
So Juliana Margulies is back.
Yes.
Billy Crudup is back. It is really, really good. And it's very high stakes. My brother is back in a big storyline.
Your brother.
He's got to get off your couch.
God, go get out. Get your own place. So what was it like rapping? Was it, because that's
so,
like your family.
We were just talking about like a lot of work friends, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was very emotional for me because I love the crews that we work with. We work with hundreds of people just like this, you know?
Yeah.
And they work so hard every day to make us look good and feel good. And a lot goes on behind the scenes. So I was like crying.
Oh. Okay. We love your social media. Can we go through just a couple posts and ask you what the story is?
All right.
Okay, here we go. This is the photo with your co-star, Jennifer Aniston, if we can bring up. Are we going to show anything?
Knowing that Jennifer Aniston is in this world makes me happy.
Jen is just like my big sis. Ever since I played her sister on Friends, she's always like, took me under her wing. She gives me great advice. She takes care of me.
Oh, I love
that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's this TikTok.
Yeah.
This says you were trying on looks for your dog.
Yeah.
Minnie.
Okay, what's going on here?
Is that a bow?
Yes, I put a bow on her because she's adorable and she needs people to know that she's like
look
the cutest.
How cute she
Isn't she?
Is.
Does she have a Valentine's outfit?
She will.
Oh, of course she will. How about Laura Dern?
Yeah.
First of all, how much do you love her?
I mean, She's my best friend. We were just saying, isn't it weird that you have friends that you go, oh, they weren't at my 40th birthday or they weren't at my wedding. That's how I feel about Laura Dern. Yes. Like, I can't believe there was a moment of my life she wasn't there.
Wow. How did you guys meet on a set somewhere?
We met on the set of Wild, this movie we did. Uh-huh. And then we did Big Little Lies. And that was it. I mean, we were like bonded forever. We're kind of the odd couple, too.
You guys
I know, you kind of are.
And she's like, we should be the odd couple. And I'm like, does that make me feel like, am I the uptight one? She's like, yes.
Are you kind of a neat freak?
I'm just very organized. Like, she came over, I was packing the other night, and I had packing cubes, and she goes, what are packing cubes?
You pack in packing cubes?
You do.
Yes, I do. Of course. And I have, like, all matching luggage. And
you do?
Oh, yeah.
And like, she's kind of a free spirit.
She's like, this is something I've never experienced. This level of organization is bananas.
Is your pantry, like, amazing?
Oh, did the Hometic girls do it?
The Hometic did.
She works with the Hometic girls.
Yeah, I know.
Is it color-coded?
Like, yes. Yeah.
What about your library? What about your library?
Are the books?
What about your bookshelf?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you gotta go.
Well, it gives me calm. It gives me peace. Oh. And so, like, if I have time off or whatever, I organize drawers.
That's what I do.
I throw things away.
Yeah, me too. I like to particularly go into my oldest daughter's room to do it.
Oh.
Behind her back.
See?
She's only 10.
My kids sort of got on to me about that. They were like, did you throw away my snacks?
You're like, from 4 days ago?
Yeah. Yes.
Totally. Did not throw away that bag of sugary crap.
All right, guys.
Gosh, we don't want to go, but we have to. They're making us.
I could just stay.
Okay, why don't you?
Okay. All right,
you can stream Your Place or Mine starting this Friday. It's adorable. February 10th on Netflix.
Yeah, check it out. Coming up next, the hottest looks and biggest trends from the Grammy red carpet. Coming up right after this.
Fine, y'all.
Bonnie Raitt, you listen to that song? Music's biggest stars did not disappoint on the Grammys red carpet last night.
Yeah, here to show us the hot looks and hot trends that everybody's talking about is the Scout City's Cy Da Silva. She's also gearing up for her debut on The Real Housewives of New York. Girl, you got a lot on your plate.
I do. I'm so happy to be back with you ladies.
We're so happy you're here. Okay, can we please start with the big trend of the night that Kacey Musgraves is wearing and that Hoda seems to be representing today?
Absolutely. It was all about Barbiecore. Barbiecore is still big. Yes. Barbiecore is a thing. My daughter taught me all about it.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was big last year, and even the men are taking note. Fat Joe came through with a monochrome outfit, and he looked stunning. But Kacey Musgraves
is that showstopper. Wow.
She looked so stunning. I mean, when she came onto the carpet, she wowed me. She is wearing Valentino, and then she accented with Stuart Weitzman heels. She kept the makeup very soft.
Beautiful.
Simple. She looks like a beautiful princess.
She does. Okay, let's talk about another one who's getting lots of attention. Looked fab, Lizzo.
Oh, my God, Lizzo. I mean, Lizzo is here for the glam. She's here for a moment. She is wearing a custom Dolce & Gabbana.
Wow.
And the flowers are embroidered, and they are silk.
Whoa.
And then she revealed underneath a more fitted dress with a Swarovski crystal accents. And she kept, you know, she did a play with the makeup and kind of just
and
had a lot
her
of fun.
Nails. They have
she
flowers
looks fantastic.
On
oh, wow, right. She wore gloves, and she just had a great time. I really love this look.
She had such a great night, too.
Yeah,
good for
she
her.
Did.
Can we talk about Taylor Swift? Mm-hmm. She looked gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Talk about midnight.
Taylor Swift came in looking like the midnight sky, and she was a star. She was glowing. And Roberto Cavalli, she accented with these bejeweled earrings that I could not stop looking at.
Beautiful.
She looked like a vision. The thing about Taylor is that she is classic and she is timeless. I feel like we have seen her grow up right before our eyes. And she really does stay true to who she is. And she has that iconic look that we love, which is her pop of red.
Does she ever go without the red lip? I don't think I've ever seen her. Oh, a couple of times.
She's
back
done
in
it
the
a couple
day.
Of times. But as you can see, she is staying very true to who she is.
Yeah,
I love that.
And she has a very timeless approach when she is on the Grammy carpet. It is fun, but still very much
I love all of her looks.
I know.
Midriff works on her.
2016 was a vibe for me.
Yeah,
I am so loving that.
We have to talk about Harry Styles because he had an awesome night. His outfit was another showstopper.
I mean, I know that not everybody can pull this off, but Harry does no wrong.
You know, I feel like Harry just goes out there and he has fun. He's just loving life. He was wearing a custom piece from Egon Lab. He collaborated also with his stylist, Harry Lambert, who helped him come up with this. It was a collaboration with Swarovski Crystal. And look at him. He's just all smiles.
He's enjoying himself.
He's having a lot of fun. And that's what I love about Harry.
He was on the plaza, and remember he wore that jumpsuit, that neon jumpsuit.
This is the thing. He can wear things that people can't.
Yes, exactly. And there he is.
Yeah, not everybody can, horizontal stripes don't look good on everybody.
You know what it is? It's confidence.
Yeah, he is rocking that confidence.
Yeah. Face.
Yes, that's the other part that works.
Yes, Jenna, you're right.
Yeah. Doja Cat is gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh.
Showstopper.
She took my breath away. She was one of my absolute favorite looks on the carpet. She is wearing Atelier Versace, and she is owning
it.
I mean, can you imagine how difficult this must have been to put on?
Does it get hot?
I'm not sure. I'll give her a call and ask her. But she's accenting with gloves. Gloves are huge right now, but these latex opera gloves are so beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And it just looks very dramatic. She even nailed it with the pixie cut and the makeup,
beautiful.
The elongated eyes. Beautiful.
A quick look at Cardi B. Let's check out her.
Cardi B, I thought, was a piece of art.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
She nailed it with the cutouts, which is also very much so trending. She's wearing Gaurav Gupta, which you might have just recently saw at Couture in Paris. Mm-hmm. She looks absolutely gorgeous. I think she really did nail this for the simple fact that she is making this a piece of art that you can walk in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is captivating, and I think she nailed exactly what she came to do.
Yeah, she looks gorgeous.
All right, thank you so much. Coming up next, from candy crafts to Valentine's Day bling, sweet gift ideas for everybody. Coming up right after this. All right, Valentine's Day, you guys, is next week. So it's a good time to spread a little love to your family and to your friends.
So we pulled together some great gift ideas with the help of Megan Murphy, editor-in-chief of Women's Day Magazine and author of Your Fully Charged Life.
Great
Megan,
book,
I cannot
by the
believe
way.
All of a sudden it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I know, but we got a week.
Okay.
And I've got some fun ideas for you guys.
Okay.
Cool.
So this is a chocolate pizza heart. It comes with these mallets, and you can get in there.
And you're supposed to just break it?
You break off a piece.
Oh,
it's from Sugar Plum, which is a chocolate company.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. So Sugar Plum is in Pennsylvania. They ship nationwide on Gold Belly. Okay. There are pretzels and potato chips
Yummy.
In
oh, that's
there.
Really good.
That's cute.
So that's from Sugar Plum. These are...
She can't get enough.
I know, right? Get in there.
Okay.
It's the only broken heart we allow on Valentine's Day.
True that.
Okay.
All right, so what about these for kids? This is cute.
These are candy craft kits. So Cricut's Candy is an interactive Candyland here in New York, but with the craft kits, you can do it across the country.
Cute.
I really love this jewelry making kit. It's fun to give as a gift, and then your child can create gifts from the kit. You can make headbands, rings, necklaces, bracelets.
Look how cute these are.
Oh my gosh, the glue is icing.
Wait, what?
Yes! Icing, sprinkles, all of this. And it's cricketscandy.com.
Love it.
And there's also lickable finger paint. You know, all the things.
Let's talk about jewels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody loves a little bling, right? This is from Kendra Scott.
Mm-hmm.
She started her company in Texas in 2002 with $200, and now she's got 130 stores and millions of fans.
How cute.
I'm wearing the little lip earrings.
Oh, those are cute.
Yeah,
look how cute this XOXO.
Oh, I love that.
What I love about this line too is like I've given it to my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law who's in her 40s, and my tween.
It's really fun for everybody.
Right,
let's take care of the pets.
Oh, okay.
Who's Dempsey?
So Dempsey is my fur baby and my walking buddy. Mm-hmm. I made a sweater for Dempsey Doodle. He's giving you his best blue steel right
Dempsey.
There.
Oh, look at Dempsey.
Yes, he's posing. Look
Dempsey
at him go.
Look real.
So these pet sweaters from Mark Ed Graham can be customized, or you can just go straight up XOXO.
I mean, I will just say.
Wait.
Hollywood. I like you put her full name.
I was hoping I could fit it. I could fit it. So you've got the perfect pet sweater for cats and dogs from Extra Small. Oh, for bonus cuddles.
Okay.
Isn't it
okay.
So
no, make fun wondered, of Hollywood. No, why would you shame Hollywood when she's not here to
I'm
defend
not
herself?
It's called gaslighting. I just wondered how you're going to get her in it.
I knew you were going to bring up gaslighting. Okay. Let's talk about these pretty flowers.
Those are gorgeous.
Okay, so flowers are always a good idea. No one's getting mad at flowers, right? But this is how to level up your flower game with a flower subscription.
What?
Oh.
Yes. So you give Valentine's Day flowers, and then you give the Books Co. floral delivery subscription. Super flexible. So you could say, I'm going to give flowers once a month.
That's a great gift.
I love that.
I got it as a gift during a surgery, and like every month I feel hugged and loved all over again.
That's a wonderful thing. It was so incredible, isn't it?
So that's the Books Co. Starts at $44, so maybe you're sending these for Valentine's Day.
And then
these in March and these in April.
That's a wonderful thing. I love that idea.
I like that.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk drinks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I love experiential gifts. Mm-hmm. So this is a class. It is Charm School Love Potion Cocktail Class.
Okay. Wow.
So you go on uncommongoods.com, mm-hmm. you order the kit so you can make three different love potions,
okay.
and it comes with a 75-minute class. So you're going to Zoom with a bartender and learn how to make these three different cocktails.
Okay.
All have a bit of an amorous element.
Okay. Yeah, they're all beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, I love, what a cute gift.
Right.
All right, and
should
lastly,
move on
stay
to
cozy.
The,
oh,
yes.
Oh, right.
Oh, I love this.
Wow.
Isn't it soft?
Yes, I want
okay,
it.
Okay, but it's even better than soft. This is the No Cold Feet Blanket.
Wait,
let's see Don Adorable
Donna,
over there.
Donna, are your feet
yes.
cold? My feet are never cold
so
now.
It has a patented foot pocket.
Wait, oh, you slide your foot in the pocket.
Yes!
I love it, Megan.
It's perfect for cuddles on the couch. I picked some Valentine's Day colors, but it comes in like 20
the colors you picked are so cute.
Love it.
At pettypocket.com.
Megan, you're the best.
Thank you, honey. For these Valentine's gifts, go to today.com/shop.
And speaking of Valentine's Day, we're talking dating and relationships with the host of the hit podcast, Girls Gotta Eat, coming up after this.
Awesome. That's good idea, Megan.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
All right, if you're always looking for a cool new podcast or a new show to watch, you are in luck because we are launching a new series today. It's called Check It Out.
Okay, and since Valentine's Day is around the corner, why not start with a podcast that's all about the good and bad and ugly of dating and relationships? Let's take a look.
Romance, relationships, one-night stands, nothing is off limits on the hit podcast Girls Gotta Eat.
Leaving his pants, socks, shirts draped over the couch. Men just get undressed in the middle of the living room and like let their clothes just be in there.
This is exactly like what I'm saying. What are men?
Launched in 2018 by best friends Raina Greenberg and Ashley Heseltine, every episode is filled with hilarious real stories about their dating lives.
We try to literally use as few words with each other as possible. Saturday, he wrote, sup. I wrote, yo. He said, what doing? He can't even be bothered to write, what are you doing? I wrote, party.
What doing is the best.
Over 240 episodes and 100 million downloads later, the girls have found an audience and a sisterhood amongst their community of listeners.
I want to get off the apps. I don't want to swipe. I want to meet people in real life. Bye to the apps, back to the wild.
And they now play sold-out shows across the country. So while their dating lives may still be messy, their futures have never been brighter.
Raina,
y'all are hot.
Ashley, they're selling out all these theaters.
We're late to the party.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so why do you feel like that this has just taken off?
I think people love best friends, for one.
Yeah.
That's why they love you guys, too. So they love our friendship, and I think we normalize a lot of things that people may feel weird or embarrassed about, and we talk about it all, and we don't hold back.
Nothing's off limits, though?
We want everybody to listen to the show and be like, I recognize myself in that experience. Oh, my gosh, this has happened to you, too, and just laugh with their friends about it. So much stuff happens to us, and we just hysterically laugh.
Wait, how long have you two been friends?
So we've been friends for 5.5 years, and the show has been on for 5 years.
How
oh, my gosh.
Meet?
We met on this trip in Aruba.
Yeah,
of course you did. Influencer trip. I hate saying that, but you asked. And we became friends really quickly, but we were only friends for a few months before we started this podcast. So that's the luckiest part about it, that it worked out.
Well, it's like you kind of fell in love with each other while you were doing it, which I mean, I put those words into your mouth. Yeah. But
no, we are in love with each other. Yeah. Ashley's my life partner. And it's been really fun because we tell each other all these stories, and we didn't really know any of the stories about each other prior to the show.
So you're
learning about each other as the show.
I love
it. The audience learns about it.
All right, we have some people who would like some information here. First up, this is one. I'm single and it feels like all my friends are in relationships. I try to enjoy my singleness and live my best life like y'all as much as I can, but I feel my sad girl coming out, especially as Valentine's Day approaches. Any advice?
So I like to tell myself specifically that just because people are in relationships doesn't mean they're happy.
True that.
That's not the pinnacle of achieving everything in life, right?
True.
Isn't it nice to have friends and a job that you like and things like that? So don't look at other people and envy it because you have no idea necessarily what they're going through.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what about, can you have a sad, I mean, she's sad. Obviously, it's Valentine's Day.
I like that she said she's trying to embrace her singleness and live her best life. So we're on the right path. Also, I will say I think Valentine's Day is a great time to meet singles because if someone's out, without their partner, they're probably single. It's a great filtering way. So hit the streets, hit the wild on Valentine's Day, and thank us later.
You never know what could happen because it also makes a great
and
story.
And wouldn't it be cute? Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay, the next fan wrote, my goal was to get off the apps this year and meet people in the wild. We feel like y'all coined that phrase.
You did.
So
you
far, no luck. Any tips?
How do you meet people in the wild?
I think you think about the type of person you might want to be with and where they would hang out. You know, if you're a single lady, those guys probably aren't at like the cute little cocktail bar that you're with your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
I love a married wing woman. I think you hit the streets with your married friend. Oh. No one wants to set you up more than your married friend. So married wing woman. And my final tip is go to a coffee shop and sit next to a good looking person, ask them to watch your stuff while you go to the bathroom. And you might get robbed or you might meet your soulmate and you can't hold me liable. Those are my tips.
My tip is start saying yes to everything. You know, you're not going to meet somebody sitting on your couch if you don't want to do the dating apps. So if you really want to get off the apps and meet people in the wild, say yes, go out with friends, do things you wouldn't normally do. And when you're out, make yourself physically open to people.
What do you mean?
Eye contact is really great, making your body open to the room. Mm-hmm. You can't go sit in a corner at a bar with three friends and you not look at anybody.
And you're
like,
he's looking
at me. I'm like, make intentional eye contact and you're like, lick your lips. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but we do wonder how to flirt. Yeah. You just look at somebody and like, what's your flirt face?
You hold the gaze.
Show us your flirt pro. Face.
She will stare you down.
I will make it uncomfortable until they
say something. Until they approach you.
But I think people want to know, like, is it okay to approach me?
Yeah.
And I think people want, like, consent to interrupt your conversation.
Yeah.
Everybody wants that.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, the longer you can kind of, like, look and smile a little bit,
hold
it's not
eye
weird.
Contact.
Okay, well, you guys have something really special.
We
thank
do.
You. Thank you.
Congrats, y'all. This
thank
is amazing.
You so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be back right after this. You guys,
they're
selling
so
out.
Cool.
They're selling out. Oh, tomorrow Mel Robbins is going to stop by. Well, she's got our morning motivation. We love her.
Awesome. And we'll catch up with our good friend Catherine Schwarzenegger Pratt. And maybe her mom.
I think Maria's coming too.
We hope her mom, at least we may catch up with her.
No,
we hope
we're
so.
We're going to catch up.
Today is Monday.
Bye.
That means tomorrow is Tuesday.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.